I'll call the Lapine City Council to order at 9 o'clock, and we'll have a roll call vote, please. Dan?
Dan Varco here.
Mayor Ken Mullnix.
Councilor Martinez.
Councilor Bob Byer.
We have a quorum. Let the record reflect that the full city council is in session and in place. Dell, lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, would you please? Thank you. Are there any added agenda items? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 5 on the agenda, Resolution 2011-015, and a resolution approving the formation of a new countywide 911 district, the Deschutes County 911 Service District, the withdrawal of territory from the existing Deschutes County 911 Service District upon voter approval of the new district, and the dissolution of the existing district upon the withdrawal of territory from the existing 911 service. And we have Eric Hoff from the County Services. Okay, Eric, thank you very much.
Okay, now, much better.
Hello.
The 3318 is made up of two levies. 1618 is a permanent levy, and then 0.17 is the operating levy. The permanent levy is stable funding, and then currently every 3 to 5 years the district needs to go out to the voters for approval of that operating levy. That the 0.17 is the operating levy. When you add those two together, you end up with 3318. That's the current funding mechanism for 911. The operating levy, that 17 cents, will expire June of 2013. As I mentioned, the district has to go out to the voters every 3 to 5 years to get approval of that operating levy, which is costly and creates some instability for funding for 911. The proposal before you would, instead of having that 3318, would just have a permanent and stable funding base of 33 cents. It would combine the two levies and have stable funding that doesn't need voter approval every 3 to 5 years. In order to accomplish that, the Board of County Commissioners and ultimately the voters would have to simultaneously create the new 911 district and dissolve the old one. Both actions would have to occur, and if the voters didn't approve to dissolve the old district, the new one would not be created. The Board of Commissioners would like to put this on the ballot in May and ask for voter approval of this. This proposal is recommended by the 911 Executive Board, and there was also a citizen panel that looked at the recommendation and is recommending this proposal. Another thing that I would like to point out is currently with the unstable funding or the possibility of a levy not getting approved, 911 has had to build up a contingency in case a local levy is not approved. Then the district would have about a year's worth of reserves to continue operating. Currently, 911 has about a $7 million reserve. Part of the recommendation from the 911 executive board is that if this is approved by the voters, that 911 would start spending down that reserve. 911 would no longer need such a healthy reserve if there's stable funding. And our 911 director worked with the county finance director to look at some projections and projected out that that he felt comfortable only requesting $1 million less in the taxable assessed value. So instead of, if the voters approve this in May, the tax rate would be 39 cents, which is actually slightly less than the current amount. The current amount is 39.18. And instead of assessing the full 39 cents, we would only request to levy 33 of that 39 cents. That would result in saving taxpayer dollars about $1 million a year. So that's an important component of this proposal. What we're doing now is, in order to move forward with this, the Board of County Commissioners will need to put it on the ballot. But before we do that, there needs to be concurrence from the cities and fire districts that are part of 911. And that's before you this morning is the resolution supporting this recommendation. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Dan?
I was really good until right at the end, and then it went from 33 to 39, and I didn't follow that. In the beginning, I thought you said it was 33.18, and then I heard 39.18, and I just not tracking.
Correctly. Yeah, it's very confusing, and one of the challenges will be explaining it to the public. The current amount that is levied is the 39.18. That's today how much is levied for 911. The proposal is to have a stable funding base instead of 39.18, just 39 cents. It just cuts off that 1.8 because it gets confusing. That's the proposal. Because of if voters approve the 39 cents in the springtime, because of that stable funding, 911 feels comfortable instead of levying the full 39 cents, they would only ask for 33 cents for up to 5 years. So even though there's room to go higher, they would only ask for 33 cents and start spending down their reserves.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what were the findings of your executive committee on their recommendations?
The 911 executive board supported and recommended the proposal that will be before you this morning. We also had a citizen group look at the proposal, look at other options. There was discussions of user fees. There was also a discussion of a restaurant tax, but the citizens committee felt that the permanent levy was the best route. So both the executive board of 911, which is made up of police and fire chiefs, and the citizens panel recommended the proposal before you.
I was interested in what did they base a recommendation on? What did they find good in this proposal?
They liked the stable funding for 911 rather than having to go back to the voters every couple of years and spend dollars on the campaign. They also looked at service calls of 911 and saw the increase. So they're, what they liked mainly was the stable funding for 911 and being able to levy less than what is being levied today. So an actual savings to taxpayers in the amount of $1 million per year, which is pretty significant.
The letter from the citizens, the one I got didn't indicate that they had approved it, and I'm just, I understand that what you said, that they did approve it. And maybe it was just the section I got, but It seems reasonable. I like the levy better than moving off into some of the other areas that they looked into, but it's commendable that they did look there. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that was my concern. When I was on the fire board, we faced the same issue with 911 several years ago when they came to all the fire districts and sheriffs and police and said, this would be it. And we've heard that time and time again. And I do love the idea of stable funding. And I guess we're only able to go through the information that's provided to us by this committee. And were there any, you had police, fire, were there any city representatives on the committee?
On the executive board?
Yes.
No, the 911 executive board is made up of police, the police chiefs.
Okay.
Some city police chiefs.
Okay.
Fire chiefs, sheriff.
Right. And because I was also concerned about the amount, you're assessing X amount, but only imposing X amount for 5 years?
Up to 5 years, that's correct.
Up to 5 years, and after 5 years, it could go up to the max.
It most likely will go up to the 39 cents, which is a slightly less than current rate that's being charged today.
Okay. And then when and if this is approved by the voters and it takes place simultaneously, one goes away, one comes in.
Yes.
What happens to the revenue and that makes up the difference? Does that go into the reserve fund?
Which?
Well, the taxpayers have been paying into this, and all of a sudden you're going to have less than what they had before.
That's correct. It'll be the plan is to levy 33 cents instead of 39 cents, and by levying less, we'll be drawing down reserves. We can sustain that for up to 5 years, but after 5 years, the plan is to levy the 39 cents,
so
which again is...
No, go ahead.
Today people are paying the 39.18. So we would levy 33 cents for up to 5 years, and then after 5 years, we can only do that for about 5 years to bring down the reserves, and then the district will need to again levy 39 cents, which is slightly less than what people are paying today. So I concur with City Manager Allen that it's not additional funding, it's stable funding.
Right. And then I've never heard of the restaurant tax. What have I been missing something all these years?
The concept was to have people that are visitors to help pay into 911. It would be a new tax for restaurants. And ultimately, the citizen panel did not recommend it, but they did discuss it.
Okay. I'm glad they didn't recommend it. That, I don't think I... Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don? Okay. I have another question. I hear the words, and I thought I read that it would be left at 33% for 5 years. And
yeah.
I hear you saying up to 5 years, it's different. And going along with what the city manager said, they'll spend what they get, what they can. So is this a firm that we've got enough money in this contingency fund to hold it at 33% for 5 years, or when we get down to nitty gritty and it gets passed and everything, it's going to be or up to 5 years, and after 3 years it goes back to 30%. You see what I'm...
Yes. The 911 Executive Board and 911 doesn't set the tax rate. It's the budget, the Deschutes County Budget Committee and the Board of County Commissioners. In running the numbers, both the Executive Board and 911 felt comfortable with making a commitment to levying the 33 cents for 5 years.
Yes,
It's not, but it can't be set in concrete because each year 911 has to go to the Budget Committee and the Board of County Commissioners to set the tax rate. So we can't obligate a future budget committee.
So what you're telling me is placing 33 cents for 2 years, and all of a sudden the budget committee is
Yes, they can. Well, they could make a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners. Yes, that's why it's being dropped.
You're paying 39 cents now, and they're going to give you the authority to go back up to 39 cents for the law. Whether or not they do 1 year at 33, a year from now at 34, you're approving the 39 cents tax. How long it takes to get there, anybody can guess. That's what he's saying. The town commissioner is the budget to be called. But you're almost sending it back.
That's correct. And if the voters approve it in the springtime, we can't go above 39 cents without going back to the voters. If the voters don't approve it, then we'll continue with the 3 to 5 year operating levies at the 39.18 cents.
Rick, is the chief going to make those recommendations? Do you know when?
When they're board.
Okay. Because I believe, the city of Lapine uses Deschutes County Sheriff's Office and the fire district. And right now, I think we have a recommendation from, or at least the fire chief's opinion of what he sees, because they're the folks that use that and they pay into the 911 system as part of the agreement, correct?
Yes, they are one of the user agencies.
Okay. So, I feel that we need to wait until the fire chief's recommendation is put into this contract or request, and then act on it.
Well, what we could do...
Pending his...
We could just go ahead. We could approve it with maybe the changes. It's not significant enough. It's probably not going to do it. I can add a sentence that says, I'm going to ask where the city will find the formation of the new district and the new tax rate will not exceed the current tax rate. It will not exceed the current tax rate. They're saying it.
Okay.
So if you take them at their word, you're just, that's what you're reading. And then whatever the title list does,
okay.
And I was actually going to ask for a motion to include that. I had it written down. I have another question. So my thoughts are around the fact that we get 2 years down the road and they raise it up. And granted, it goes back up to the, 39 cents we're paying it right now. But if it does that, then that piece of the contingency fund, and I think about, okay, get 2 years down the road, hey, you know what? We need this new equipment. So we can take the contingency fund and buy that new equipment, and we'll just ask them to raise the levy. I mean, it's sort of like this, an entity getting federal money to do something that they already had budgeted state money for or the entity's money for, moving that out, and then they can use that money. I have no problem with it, but I can see that, down the road they could say, well, you know what, we need this contingency for this, and we'll just jack it back up to 39 cents. So I see this up to 5 years as sort of nebulous. But I'm still in total support. I just wanted to say that. Any other comments? I will entertain a motion that we approve resolution 2011-015 with a additional whereas or comments. The last whereas. To limit it to the current permanent tax level, as stated by the city manager. Okay, go for it.
So what would be the last whereas? Simply add the new tax rate will not exceed the current tax rate.
So moved.
It's been moved. Is there a second? Been moved and seconded. Any question? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Let the record reflect that it's approved unanimously.
Thank you for your time, Mayor and Council.
Thank you. And Eric, thank you very much for the kind words on our new building. We're proud of it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm proud for you.
We'll rent you some space.
Item 6 on the agenda is discussion of the hiring of a city manager.
Look at today, we don't need to know. I'm not speaking about the time.
done.
In fact, we just won't be able to use this.